We wanted to talk about these two. No, we've had them for a while, often, but we never really talk about them. We didn't have them. Now we have them against Smooth Oregano Cold Storm. Excuse me, Smooth Oregano Cold Storm from Strauss. Great products. We never talk about them, and so we want to take a few minutes here at the top of the hour for Wayne. Tell us about Cold Storm, Smooth Oregano. What are they? Why should people take them? What's unique about them?
Well, the one thing that's very unique about them, Daniel, first of all, they are 100% natural, but it's quite unique for Health Canada to say a product is safe for expecting mothers and children. It's quite unique. Mm. And both the Cold Storm and the Smooth Oregano are approved for expecting mothers and children. And, of course, oregano has been known for a long, long time as a very powerful immune-supporting herb. Very powerful. I could never take the oil of oregano. It was just too hot, strong for my mouth, and I would get indigestion. I tried three different times. When the Smooth Oregano came out from Strauss, it's a spearmint-flavored, so it's very easy to take. Boy, does it work. I had, obviously, I had yeast build up in me from all the cookies and sweets and stuff I love. And it sure did work. When your body inside you, when the yeast gets killed, your body wants rid of it. And, so, you know, it's you go to the bathroom and so forth. But just a great product. And the Cold Storm, Strauss sells a lot of it, I know. And people have claimed that, you know, it they got a cold and it went away fast, faster than usual. The people who said they always get a cold a certain time of year didn't get one. So these are good products to take daily for our immune system support. And my children are all grown, and my grandbabies are too young for school yet. But I can tell you this, if my kids were returning to school, I'd sure be wanting them to take that Smooth Oregano and Cold Storm just to help their bodies, you know, support their immune systems. And the third product, Daniel, for your immune system. It's not what it was made for, the Strauss Heart Drops, but because aged garlic extract is the main ingredient, well, that just happens to be nature's number one substance for immune support is aged garlic. So
maybe,
you know, it's just a great product to take. I take it every day and will never stop. I've told you that. I don't want to clog up again or have any plaque. I want 100% blood flow, so I'll never stop taking it. But a great immune support formula is the Strauss Heart Drops.
Maybe that's why you bounced back. It took you a little bit, but bounced back from, you know, whatever sickness. If you did have COVID, I mean, so I was really sick this winter sometime, like we talked about earlier. But it didn't take long for me to bounce back. But it was different. I felt different. I mean, this was like, whoa, something's going on here. Maybe
yeah.
All the heart drops.
It was the same with me. It was the same with me. And I think I did get run down, Daniel. I was going a little too hard, not sleeping near enough. And ever since I've been on the heart drops all these years, I've had a tremendous amount of energy. You know, I do drive sometimes long distances, you know. I'll drive to Florida straight through, or I'll drive to the Cape Breton Island in Canada. It's a 22-hour drive. Always had lots of energy with the heart drops, but I think I just got run down, not enough rest and so forth. And then, of course, we had those meetings, and we stayed in that casino hotel, so God knows the number of people we got exposed to. And I'm convinced that that's where I picked it up. And I wasn't deathly ill. I never spent one day in bed. But I was under the weather. I knew I had something.
Weaker.
This was before
I felt weaker.
COVID was.
Oh, that's yeah. Why it was different to me. You felt weaker.
Yep, for sure. Well, I sure did too. And then I was almost a month. The third week was my worst week for coughing. I had two nights where I just didn't stop coughing. I thought, geez, I'm going to die from not taking any air in. I was choking and coughing so much. But so it was tough, all right, but I found the third week was the toughest, and I think the fourth week, I just built my strength back up, so I wasn't feeling. I went back to Florida, and I felt like $1 million all winter. But so the best thing we can do, guys, it doesn't matter what you're talking about, a virus, cancer, you know, a strong immune system is the best thing we can do for ourselves. And that's a variety of things that are necessary. Just taking supplements alone isn't the answer. But, you know, our foods don't have the nourishment they used to have. Our soil's depleted. So I've always said a good thing to take is full spectrum minerals because they're not in our foods. I know you sell them at the Power Mall. I've taken full spectrum minerals for years because my mom and I both would get leg and foot cramps if we didn't. Just proof that we were short some of those minerals. So, you know, good vitamin C. I know you got the best on the Power Mall. Vitamin B compound. Vitamin D3, especially as you get older, is more important because we don't absorb as much from the sun. Or if you don't get out in the sun, for sure, you need to consider taking vitamin D3. Eating properly, getting enough rest, getting some exercise. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair, you can still get exercise. If you're very elderly, I know a lot of elderly people that love to go out, get on their hands and knees and dig in the garden for a half an hour, you know, pick a couple of tomatoes, stir the soil a bit, all healthy stuff. And it's all of these things in combination that makes for a strong immune system. Not too much sugar, not too much refined carbs. All those baked goods that we love so much aren't good for us. Wheat will make you fat because it's not real wheat anymore. There's 230 strains of man-made wheat. And corn, there hasn't been a real cob of corn in over 30 years. Health Canada said about 20 years ago, big surprise, corn's not good for you anymore. That's because it's not corn. It's not corn. It's man-made corn. So, you know, all these things we need to be conscious of and try and keep a good mental state. There's lots of things to stress us out, especially these days. But, you know, you guys have that Tranquil formula and the REM sleep formula, fabulous natural products from Dr. Pfeiffer. These are there's never been a time in history that we need supplements more than today. Never been a time in history. And not because of this COVID, because of our foods, because of all the chemicals in our lives. We're surrounded by chemicals. Most people have them under their kitchen sink. They clean with them. They're in their bathroom. You might be brushing your teeth and washing your hair with chemicals. Chlorine in swimming pools, chlorinated water in the cities. These chemicals are not, we don't have equipment for that. So a good liver cleanse is a good idea.
Well, yeah, what you just said there, that tells you again how important the heart drops are. Because if you take a lot of supplements, if you don't have blood flow, the nutrients won't get to where they need. But all the toxins you have in your body, how are you going to get them out? The only way they come out is through your blood flow. So if you're not getting blood flow, you're not pulling that back out like that. So.
And your brain needs 20% of all the oxygen you take in. Your brain uses 20%.
Wow.
So if you're getting less than your proper oxygen, because it's got to be carried in your blood, it's the only highway. So if you've got restricted blood flow, your brain's getting less than the 20%. It's getting 20% of less than what it needs. And all kinds of bad things can happen. So, yeah, it's always going to be the closest to my heart, those Strauss heart drops. But for your immune system, really, it's the whole package, Daniel, and it doesn't matter your age. Of course, we can't go out running marathons when we're older, and that's not the point. You can go out for a nice slow stroll, a slow walk on the beach. If you like a bicycle, I love a bicycle. That's a wonderful way to get out and get the blood moving and breathing in the fresh air and get some sunshine. So it's the whole package, and there will be another virus after corona, and it appears cancer is always going to be with us, largely because Strauss said the genetically modified foods and the chemicals that we're surrounded with. And so we need to do our best like never before. Simple as that.
Well, there you go. Wayne Elliott, health advocate, Strauss products, the more, the cold storm, the smooth oregano, Tranquil, REM sleep, and all these other variety of things. If you're not getting them from us, these nutrients from the Power Mall, then where are you getting them? Because you need them. Wayne, absolute pleasure. Hope to see you soon, my friend, hopefully. And God bless you.
You too, boys. Great to be with you. Have a good day.
There he goes, Wayne Elliott.
That was excellent.
Yeah.
He's always good.
he's seen so much with some, I mean, we're talking when he says he has 1,200 people that they have counted that their bypass was canceled. Yeah. He had people go through all their customers call. That's just bypass. That's not all the legs that were saved, all the, you know, whatever their lives improved, how, their longevity, the quality of life.
When he goes to the pearly gates, they're going to be wide open for him.
Well, and everybody who he helped is going to be there to welcome him.
That's right. Exactly.
I mean, you know, it's a very important. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never taken the heart, I didn't have a crease in my ear. I took them. They've helped me significantly.
Yeah.
It's the most profound product we've ever sold in so many ways on this broadcast is the Strauss Heart Drops, without question.
I had a crease.
And
they helped me.
We have, there's five or six unbelievable. I mean, our products are fantastic.
They are.
You show me a better collection. I mean, you're going to be hard pressed to find anywhere, but there's five or six just absolutely transcendent products, just unbelievable. And then at the top of them, even another level is the Strauss Heart Drops.
Yeah, they're on a class by themselves.
We're going to do some news, and then we got Jordan Maxwell interview.
I got a quick question. Did you see on in the podium on the DNC what it said?
No, I didn't watch not 1 second.
Okay, I did it for about 5 minutes. It made me sick. On the podium, it had a D with a pentagram in it, inside the D.
Really?
Yeah, it had a D with a pentagram. Then the next word was two, T-O. D with a pentagram, two, and then it had a picture of America. So either devil to America or death to America, right on their pentagon, right on their podium as they were speaking.
Well, they are undermining America. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, I've tried to be pretty direct here and try not to be sensational. I am not saying the Republican Party is your best friend.
No.
The Democratic Party
is straight communism. Yeah, run.
Is straight devil doctrine.
Yeah.
It's straight. I mean, they are less than worthless. They are destructive.
They're destructive, yeah.
They are conniving, manipulative. I mean, all the words, you know, it's like, well, that's any politician. Yeah.
Hmm.
But these guys take it to another level. It's like Strauss Heart Drops. It's another level. But in the opposite way, in a bad way. Anyway, we're going to do some news, and then we'll get Jordan.
All right.
Did I tell you the story about my mother-in-law and masks? She's at some church deal.
Last night.
Okay, I did tell you.
You did.
She's at some church deal. And she gets peer pressured into basically wearing a mask. She's got a mask. I've told her, she's 78 years old. She's had all kind of health problems.
Don't do it.
She was feeling terrible. I got her, you know, I basically had to strong arm her to get her on the Strauss Heart Drops.
Right.
And, some of the other, nutrients and stuff. And she started feeling better. Mm-hmm. She's getting off some of her pills.
She got some of her neighbors on it.
She's doing really good. I mean, really good. But she's still 78 years old, had a history of a lot of problems. She's not some of the things she doesn't want to address, whatever. But, okay, she should not be wearing a mask.
Nobody should be wearing a mask.
Okay.
Especially
her, yeah.
A 78-year-old.
With some health issues that she's had.
Yes.
She's at the church. She's at the thing. She almost blacks out. She about passes out. She gets dizzy. She starts throwing up. She's about to have a stroke. She's literally about to stroke out. They try to get her up, get her to the car. She can't drive. She takes the mask off. She starts feeling better. I said, oh yeah, cause you're getting oxygen.
Yeah.
I said, do you want to have a stroke? I said, because, you know, you've had heart problems in your life. Do you want a stroke?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because you don't get enough oxygen to your brain, you're going to have a stroke. That's what you getting dizzy is cause you're not getting oxygen.
Yeah.
And I just said, I don't ever want to hear about you wearing a mask again.
Or any of your family.
Yeah, well, whatever. They have their own opinions or whatever. I don't want to hear about you having a mask.
No.
I was very direct with her. I said, you're not my mother, but you're my mother-in-law, and I'm going to talk to you if you were my mother. If you were my mother, this is how I would talk to you.
Yeah.
I do not want to hear, I will go ape if I hear about you wearing a mask again.
I don't think she's going to wear a
mask. Are you out of your mind?
After that. Gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That's not good.
She has no idea how close to a stroke she was.
No. For what?
Yeah, for what? To make Sally feel better, 6 feet away from her?
Where's your mask?
I'll go get it. You gotta be kidding me. It's insane. Anyway, so she would, let me ask, if she would have died, would it have been cause of death coronavirus? I guess she died of COVID.
Of course.
When she passed out, she hit her head on a rock and died because of COVID.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm laughing, but you know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, a few good news stories, or important news stories. Coronavirus lockdowns used to justify Australia's big four banks shutting down branches and removing ATMs. You know about the pressures on the banks. You know about the pressures on the economy. We've had many people talk about the stock market that's completely separated from reality, meaning Main Street, meaning traditional economy of production and sales and anything to do with real life
activity,
GDP, you know, any of those things. For the most part, the stock market is completely removed from those things because, as we know, the government, the emergency fund, they're
pumping in.
They're pumping money, and we've seen the evidence. Catherine Austin Fitz, first rate evidence.
Trillions of dollars.
Of dollars is being used to keep this up and many other things, and black ops against us, and God only knows what.
Who knows?
I mean, it's Catherine Austin Fitz. She was very high in HUD. This is not some Chinese person in their basement who supposedly invented Bitcoin. No, this isn't.
No.
This is Catherine Austin Fitz.
Right.
Daniel Estelin, the like.
The like, yeah.
Okay, it's completely separated. So why do I say that? Well, under the cover of this COVID, we've been able to excuse the job losses. We've been able, New York is,
empty.
Economists are saying New York is done and not coming back.
Yeah, it's dead. Yeah.
New York, as you know it,
is dead. Yeah.
Fifth Avenue would be the most, I mean, maybe Rodeo Drive. Fifth Avenue in New York has to be the most exclusive, boisterous shopping district in America, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So it's probably Rodeo Drive or Fifth Avenue, right? It's closed.
It's closed.
It's closed.
And now they're tearing down the plywood on the walls and breaking into the stores. Broad daylight.
So why am I saying all this? Australia is using the cover of COVID. Well, you're locked down. You got to be in your house. So let's just get rid of the ATMs.
Yeah, you don't need no money.
Yeah, let's just get rid of, let's close the bank branches.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ominous? They got the drones. Now, listen to this, Australia.
Yeah. No, I got it.
They got the drones. They're talking about penalizing you, restricting travel if you're not going to have the vaccine, tax penalties.
Yeah.
They're closing down banks. I mean, not like a little of them, like a lot of them.
You got to go. You need money, you got to come to us.
Then the ATM machines, gone.
Gone.
So you do the math and you kind of use your common sense and see what they think is coming.
Yeah.
You want to go get your money out or you want to get independent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world would you go through the expense and the hassle? Oh, we're just going to lock down for a couple months. Why would you remove ATM machines?
It makes zero sense unless it's got some alternative evil plan.
I mean, why would you do that?
Yeah, I agree.
The case-demic hysteria. Case-demic. It's a pandemic. Wayne illustrated this perfectly. Now it's not deaths anymore because our deaths have trickled. Deaths in Sweden, Denmark, and Netherlands. No mask, no lockdown. Everything is basically fine, and everything is exploding back to normal.
Normal, yeah.
Or relatively normal in those countries. Okay, yeah. No mask, no anything.
No anything.
No deaths. Deaths haven't spiked. When are we going to have some common sense? When are we going to get rid of this, our innate pleasantries or politeness that we have in America. That my mother-in-law almost killed herself because of this innate, you know, want to be nice to the Sally.
It's time to get in people's face and
right.
Say, what are you wearing that
mask? Why are you wearing that mask? Well, I'm wearing it because they tell me to. Oh, is there any other reason? Okay. Just because they tell you to? Well, it helps. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, show me the evidence that it
does. No, it doesn't.
It does not.
It says it on the box that it doesn't.
Right.
So what are you doing?
Why are you wearing it?
Why are you wearing it?
Yep, it's time for
what are we doing?
Yeah. We're falling into the trap.
In Australia, they're locking down people and having drones. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay?
I agree.
Ugh, this is making me about as mad as the vaccines do.
It makes me mad. We were on the go the other day, and then there's a mother, a father, and three kids walking into the on-the-go, everyone has a mask on.
Utah students and staff who eject masks can receive misdemeanor charge. This is Governor Herbert in Utah. You know, that bastion of freedom Utah is becoming. They're the ones that they tested the, skip tracing on when you drive in Utah. You get on your phone a survey. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
They got rid of that because people were like, what in the world? See, it sounds a lot like
if you stand up, they're gonna back down.
These are all tests, right?
Yeah, these are all tests.
The mother of six claims they were kicked off JetBlue when her 2-year-old son wouldn't wear masks.
I saw the video. Yeah.
JetBlue, do not fly JetBlue. Did you see Trump? Trump wrote a Twitter ban on Goodyear. Goodyear stock went down 4%.
And this Trump thing.
Go ahead. This is amazing.
Trump is on fire in PA. They want to cancel you, take your job, turn your family against you, while they indoctrinate your children with twisted one-world views.
Read that again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't an article site. This is out of the President of the United States. This is what he said to the audience. Read it again.
He said, they want to cancel you, take your job, turn your family against you, while they indoctrinate your children with twisted worldviews. Straight out of his mouth, talking to an audience. Can it get any clearer than that?
Let that wash over you first.
I mean,
that's a president of the United States just said that. So all the times when your neighbors and your family said you were cuckoo, well, did you say anything strong as Donald Trump just said?
Yeah.
To the world?
No.
Did you say anything like that? Because Donald Trump just said it.
Spit it right out.
Anyway, we've run out of time. We're going to Todd. Are we ready with the video? Because of time, we're not going to have a break. Please encourage you to support the Power Mall. There's a lot of great, of course, all the Strauss products we mentioned today, Robert Redfern's products, the Vitamin, the toothpaste, the maca. Try that maca. But that maca's great.
That's my next purchase.
Maca is really good. We want you happy. We want you healthy. We want you successful. We want you free as God intends you. We are with you. We appreciate you. And thank you, and you're welcome for what we do. We know you appreciate us. Barbara, your book is coming.
It is here.
It is signed by both of us.
You could blame Todd for that.
I'm not going to put it on Todd.
For the delay.
We're not going to blame Todd.
I will.
It was somebody's fault. But Todd, we're not going to throw stones.
Or throw him under the bus. Todd!
We love you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend. Great guests next week. And remember who you are and how important you are in this whole scheme. All right. God bless you. Todd, video, George Maxwell, the one and only.
The one and only. We love him.
This is what he wants you to know before he dies.
His website for the better part of six plus decades, actually. He has been on a quest for the truth, a quest for the root down to the foundation. And where are we? Where are we going? How did we get here? Many of the things that you take for granted that you know now that people didn't know 50 years ago, a lot of them you can trace back to Jordan and his research. We're very excited to have him on. Jordan Maxwell, welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
Well, thank you, Daniel, and it's a pleasure to be with you always. Thank you.
Yes, very good. I know that you've had a little bit of a health scare here lately. So
had a heart attack, and then that was in Las Vegas. I had a heart attack. That they were able to save me and get me back on my feet, and then I was on my way coming to Northern Arizona to Flagstaff, and when I got here, I had a stroke. Right after I had the heart attack. And so the stroke only affected my balance. Happily, it didn't affect my intellect. It affected my balance only.
Yes.
So I still remember everything.
Well, thank God for that. I talked to you a little bit about heart drops, off air. And so we're going to make sure that we get some heart drops to you quick. Now, if I send them to you, are you going to take them, Jordan? That's the question.
Yeah.
Okay, you take them. They're strong, but they will. What they do is they help with your arteries. They help clear your arteries, and so many
people
have that. Yeah, that's what you need. Well, that's what stroke is. Stroke is this brain, you know, arterial blockage in the brain or vein blockage in the brain. Anyway, enough of that. You're doing pretty good, all things being considered. Yeah. I was very concerned. I didn't hear from you for a while. I thought, wow, he must have fell off the face of the earth, or I made him mad, one or the other. I don't know.
Pretty close. Fell off the earth pretty close.
Pretty close.
I didn't think I was going to be here when I had the stroke and fell on the yard. I fell in my backyard and fell on the ground, and the people I live with called the ambulance. And they called 911 and they came out and got me up, picked me up and put me in a gurney. And we went to the hospital in the ambulance. And I was there for 5 weeks. Yeah. Almost two of the weeks was in rehabilitation hospital. After they got through with me in the hospital, then they sent me to another hospital, which was a rehabilitation hospital. So I was there for about 5.5 weeks, and I was out of commission. Boy, you should see my emails when I got home. It was 7,800 emails, 7,700, 800 emails.
Wow.
Just an enormous amount of emails.
During this time, I mean, you probably are trying to stay calm. You probably don't see much of the news or what's going on. Obviously, you don't check emails. You're out of it during this time.
Yeah, I was just totally out of it. I was laying in a hospital bed. Couldn't move, couldn't go anywhere.
So what was the bigger shock, coming back and finding all your emails or coming back and finding out that the world's turned upside down? Which one?
Coming back and finding out the world I live in was committing hara kiri.
What comes to your mind when you see, you know, these masks? We've talked about this. We had David Icke actually on, not too long ago. We talked about these masks. The virus, if there is a virus or whatever it is, viruses are measured in 0.microns, which is nothing. The holes that are in the mask that they're having people wear are way bigger than the size of the, there's no way they can stop this virus. It's ludicrous. You have countries like Sweden. Sweden is not locked down. Sweden has not told people to wear masks because they said it's pointless. But yet the United States, has no problem, forcing this upon us. When you see this lunacy, I'm not gonna put words in your mouth. What comes to your mind about all this?
Lunacy. Because when V.I. Lenin was setting up the Communist Party in Russia, and they called the new government the Soviet Union, like the Painters Union, the Carpenters Union, and now we got the Soviet Union. It's all part of collectivizing everybody into a one place and control the labor. Well, that was what the Soviet Union was doing. And V.I. Lenin, one of the guys at the top, said that the Russian people, the people of Russia and all the different little countries in Russia, we need them to go along with our scheme to communize the nation. We need them, people. We need them bad. So he called the Russian people useful idiots, because they're idiots because they're going along with something that's going to take everything from them, and they're going to be thrown into prison and lose their life. So they had to be an idiot, but they were useful because they needed the numbers. They needed everybody to join the Communist Party. So when I hear about the COVID virus supposedly going around, I think useful idiots, because nobody seems to have done any real dark, deep research into this problem. It's incredible how much people don't know.
I have these thoughts, and especially a lot of the guests that we have, they talk about what's wrong. They're doing this. They have a plan for this. They're exercising, and it's almost like we're helped, like we're victims.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we're victims. I feel like the biggest allusion to this, and I think you're referencing it kind of Lenin in Russia, it doesn't matter what plan they have, they need our cooperation. Our cooperation is essential to make this work for them.
That's what they would call, that's what the Russian people would call useful idiots. They needed the people to agree to put themselves under the World Communist Party. So the people automatically gave to V.I. Lenin and Trotsky and all the other top communists their agreement. Okay, we'll join the Soviet Union. Of course, they didn't have any choice. They might as well join because they're going to be killed if they don't. And so the same with us. We are useful idiots in America. We do not understand what's going on. We have no idea of the history of this whole thing, which brings me to something I wanted to tell you about. Back in 1966, what was that, 54 years ago?
Yep, about, yep.
Okay, so we say 54 years ago, when I had hair and was young, I had a dear friend who was a major, major name in Hollywood. His name was Anthony Helder. He was running, he was in charge of motion pictures for different studios. He was running different motion pictures all at one time for different studios all at one time. He was a major name in Hollywood at that time. And what was his name? Barry Goldwater called him because he told me this. My friend Anthony Helder told me what happened. He said Barry Goldwater called him at his home. And this was in 1966. And he said, I want to run for president of the United States. But I need all of Hollywood behind me. I need some people, big shots behind me.
How different is that? Hollywood today would never be behind a conservative. You wouldn't even think to ask that. It's crazy.
That's
anyway,
right.
I didn't mean
you wouldn't
interrupt.
Even ask it. Yeah. And he said, but I need somebody who knows everybody in Hollywood to get them to come to my home for a big party where we'll talk about this. So Anthony Helder called Orson Welles.
Wow.
And talked with him and told him about the phone call he had just got from Barry Goldwater. And Orson Welles said, I'll go with you. Let me contact my connections and my people, and I want to go with you when you go to his home. So Anthony Helder picked up Orson Welles and drove over here to Arizona to Barry Goldwater's home. When they got here, there was a big party. Barry Goldwater was throwing a big party for all the big shots of Hollywood. And all kinds of movie stars and big names were all there. They were all pro-American. Not like today, pro-communist. No, they were pro-American.
Wow.
And so they wanted to go and talk to Barry Goldwater. So Anthony Helder told me that when they went in the big front room where all the people were, Orson Welles sat on the sofa at the end of the sofa, and right next to him was one of those big easy chairs, and there was an old man sitting in the easy chair talking to Orson about what's going on. And Anthony Helder said Orson Welles got up and told everybody, be quiet, everyone be quiet. And when everyone quieted down, he said, listen to this man. Listen to what he is saying. This is a very important conversation I'm having. Listen to what he's saying. And he said that this old man began telling the audience what was coming to America, what was going to happen to America, who was doing it, how they're getting their money, how they're being financed, what they're doing and who they really are and what they're doing to this country and what was coming to America. And Anthony asked the old man if he would come to Hollywood and record it in his studio. Anthony had a big recording studio. And the old man said, yes, I'll come. And Anthony said, I'll pay you for your time and I'll bring you there. and you'll want for nothing if you'll just record what you just told this audience. I can't believe the things you were saying. It's just so incredible. But I want you to record this so I can put it out on the market for the world to hear, for America to hear. And the old man did that, and it was back in 1966. Yes.
Let me ask you, did he mention anything about the room? I'm curious, what was the room's reaction? What was Orson? Obviously, Orson was touched by it. What was the room's reaction?
Everybody was knocked out. They had never heard anything. He said everybody thought it was the most incredible thing they'd ever heard in their life. And he said, that's why I wanted to get it recorded. Wow. So I could put it out for America to hear what we heard and Barry Goldwater's home at that party. He says, the most extraordinary expose I have ever heard anyone do ever on what was coming to America, how it was going to happen, who was going to do it, where they're getting their money, and what we have to prepare for. And so I heard that. I heard the recording back in 1967. I heard the recording. Some who knew Anthony Hill, a very, very good friend, gave me a set of the recordings to listen to. And I'm absolutely astounded by what I heard, and it changed my whole life. Because from 59 to 66, I have been talking about secret societies, world government, conspiracies against government, etc. But when I heard this back in 1967, this lecture given by this old man, I was absolutely knocked out. I've never heard anything so specifically, exactly, in detail, who's doing what, what's going to happen, when they're going to do it, and here's what they need to do, and here's what you need to know. And when I heard that, it changed my life overnight. Instantly, I just thought to myself, my God, the world needs to hear this. And so I put it on my research website, But what I'm going to do within the next couple of days is I'm going to put that on my home website, jordanmaxwell.com.
Jordan Maxwell Show. Go ahead.
It's called jordanmaxwellshow.com. You got to add the word show, S-H-O-W, jordanmaxwellshow.com, because there are so many different websites out there with my name on it that I don't own. Other people are making money off of me.
And Jordan so Maxwell. Okay, let's be clear. JordanMaxwellShow.com. We'll also, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to on the Power Hour. Once he sends us the link, we'll put it on the front page of thepowerhour.com.
I think that would be marvelous. That would be absolutely sensational.
So then people can get it there. We'll email it out to all our list and certainly put it on the front page of the website. This is important because you were telling me before, a little earlier today, before we did the interview, I asked you, you know, looking back on your life, looking at whatever, what is the one thing that you could tell, if you could wave a magic wand and tell all of America or all of the world, what would you tell them? And I was surprised by your answer. Go ahead. You tell.
I would, if I had my druthers and could do one thing in my life before I leave here at 80 years old, I would have all of America sit down and listen to the whole lecture that I heard back in 1966 that blew my mind and changed my life instantly. I've never heard anything come near this. It's so extraordinary. And I understand why Anthony Helder wanted it recorded, and thank God he got it recorded and put it out in the world. It was originally put out on 33 and a third records. Later on, we put it out on tapes. And from the tapes, ICE had the tape digitized and put it out on the web.
Who was this guy? Is an older man, obviously connected somehow or something. Who was? I mean, how did he know all this?
He was from New York and heavily involved with the legitimate theater in New York. He was a writer for New York Legitimate Theater. He wrote plays. He knew everybody. He knew all the actors, all the most important people. He knew everybody. Consequently, he knew what was coming to America through hearing it. He knew who was going to do it and when they're going to do it and how they're going to do it. And so when he came out and ended up at Goldwater's home, he so impressed Orson Welles that Orson Welles said, listen to this man. Everybody be quiet and listen to what he's saying. This is the most impressive expose I have ever heard anybody. And the old man began talking to the audience and telling everybody in Hollywood what was coming to America, when it's going to happen, why it's going to happen, who's doing it, and how they're going to do it. And every single minute detail was outlined in that lecture. And I have it on my website, on my research website. But I have called my webmaster and told him to put it on my website, jordanmaxwellshow.com. He's going to do it in a couple of days. Right now he's too busy. But he's going to put it out there real soon, and people will be able to go to my website, click on it, and just listen. It's most extraordinary, amazing lecture you've ever heard. And the old man had a voice that you loved to listen to. I was so fascinated by this old man. Hearing his voice, he just sounded like an old prophet, an old sage or prophet. He just sounded brilliant. And what he was saying was just a knockout. It just blew my mind.
Maybe that's why Orson liked him so much, because Orson, I mean, he had one of the great voices of all time. You talk about, you know, voice of all time. Orson Welles narrating something sounded like the voice of God or,
No doubt about it. And Orson Welles told Anthony Helder, the producer, I have never heard anything like this in my life. This is the most extraordinary thing I've ever heard in my life. This guy is brilliant. He knows exactly what they're doing, how it's going to work, who's doing it, who's financing it, and where it's coming from. And it was the most extraordinary expose of what was coming to America 54 years later. And now, exactly what he was talking about, you will hear it from a lecture back in 1966. You will hear and then see what's happening to America today. He was right on target. And boy, we are in serious trouble. And most people don't even begin to know the whole works, how the stuff works. But this is why I want people to hear this lecture. I want you to hear the whole thing. It's an incredible lecture and expose on how the world is being run today.
Now, my own mind, I don't think that, we're going to capture 20% of the population who's going to be awake, at least awake enough to really have a conviction to take action. Yeah. Now, people, different percentages, they're awake about certain things. 50% of the population probably thinks Fauci is an idiot or whatever. But, really what we need is 3 to 10%, 3 to 5% even, that will be convicted and will draw the lines in the sand about issues.
This lecture will do that.
Do you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. But if you can get people to actually listen, most people can only have a minute or two attention span. They don't want to hear anything. It's going to be an hour and a half, or 2 hours or whatever. They don't have that kind of time. But you better take the time and listen to this lecture, because it was extraordinary. The whole thing was a mind trip just listening to this old man talk, because he was not talking about something that somebody had told him. He was talking about being there and seeing these people and knowing exactly what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, how they're going to do it, and what's coming to America 54 years ago.
What is, for that 3 to 5% that we're really trying to capture here, what is it that's next on the horizon? What is right in front of our face that maybe we don't realize or see that we need to, snap to about?
I think that we're not clear on how close America is to becoming a thing of the past. America is going to be destroyed. America is going to be destroyed off the earth. And the people doing it, this lecture gives you every single detail. You can't get a more detailed instruction on how this is working than what I'm going to send you and what you're going to put out on your web. It's the most incredible story you're ever going to hear of what was coming to America.
All right, let's back up. I mean, let's not gloss over what you just said. That in the plan, and we're not going to say it like it's going to happen. We're going to say it like, you know, this is what's planned maybe, or somebody wants to do. We're not going to, I don't like to say things and then, you know, give it power, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be destroyed. It's planned to be destroyed by these people.
Yeah.
And we're talking internal fighting, internal civil war. Daniel Estlin, are you familiar with Daniel Estlin?
Yeah, I know about him, yeah.
Daniel Estlin's been pretty adamant for a couple of years that America's going to descend in some kind of internal conflict / civil war. I mean, I don't know what word you want to use, but some kind of internal conflict. And basically the America that we
civil
know is...
Civil war of some kind.
Yeah, so some kind.
But we did civil war before. And the founding fathers said we should have a civil war every 20 years, whether we need it or not, to reestablish our freedom. That's what the founding fathers, one of the founding fathers wrote.
Thomas
that.
Jefferson. Should, that was Thomas Jefferson, matter of fact.
Yeah, we should have a sanguinary revolution every 20 years just to reestablish the American way of thinking for freedom and liberty. And the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. Most people don't know there are two constitutions. There's a Constitution of the United States of America, and there's a Constitution for the United States of America. Of and for don't mean the same thing, and the judges know that. Federal courts know that. That's why when you go into court, you don't have anything to say because you are not a party to the Constitution of the United States of America from 1776 on. The government of the United States of America that was founded in 1776, the headquarters for that is Philadelphia. There's a phone number you can call to contact the United States government, the legitimate government in Philadelphia. And the reason I know this is because Federal Reserve, you need to understand something about the Federal Reserve. Where the Federal Reserve and the Internal Revenue were headquarters when they were first set up, I guess they're headquartered now in Washington, D.C. But originally, when they were set up, on the island of, what's that island?
Puerto Rico. They're in Puerto Rico.
Why Puerto Rico? It's because of pirates in the Caribbean. The pirates of the Caribbean in Puerto Rico, the pirates set up one island in which they set up what they called a bank. The Knights Templars, they called it a bank. And so anything the pirates could steal, they put in that bank in Puerto Rico. And it was such a safe thing that no other person could touch what was put in that bank. Nobody. If it's yours, you stole it and you put it into your bank account, nobody could touch it. And that was the beginning of banks on the earth.
Let's talk about something really important. Eye Complex CS, the eyes.
The eye is the window to your vision, perhaps your soul.
The Eye Complex formula that you've created, how is this different than the other 20 or 30 that are out there?
Many of the 20 or 30 have copper in them. Copper doubles your risk of Alzheimer's, of cognitive decline.
Somebody thinking about taking this Eye Complex, it's relatively inexpensive. Future cataract problems, macular degeneration problems.
Definitely will reduce the risk, and in 20% of people. So, I mean, that's enough. to be valuable. Plus, you need vitamins anyway because you don't know what's in your food.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strauss family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would. The Strauss Heart Drops, the world-famous Strauss Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strauss's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago. And I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat them.
Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul? Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Those of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-